Hi, this is Stefan Vaz with Streetlights in Athens, Greece, and you are listening to the Youth Ministry SharePass podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McKay.
And we're back. Youth Ministry Sherpa is helping youth workers to keep going.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Steve Anderson.
And this is Matthew McKay. Welcome back. Thanks for listening.
This is episode 26.
It is our second episode into the new season.
Yeah. Fall has just come out quick, hasn't it?
It is here. September is here. Just finished Labor Day weekend here.
Yeah. You got your daughter back to college, right?
I did. Yep. Daughter back to college. And my two high school kids started today, first day.
Yeah, my wife started today, her first day of kindergarten as a kindergarten teacher.
Wow.
Well, yeah, as a teacher, not a student.
Yeah, that would be a little weird. Clarifying that, Steve.
Yeah, she's been teaching second grade for a long time, and now she's a kindergarten teacher, and she just texted me and said, a student almost got on the wrong bus, and all kinds of near disasters, but everybody went home safely.
I can't imagine. It's got to be some serious herding of some serious cats in a kindergarten classroom.
Fortunately, they do like a staggered start thing.
Okay.
So I think she had like 7 today, 6 tomorrow, and another 7 on Thursday. And then Friday, all hell breaks loose.
Then it's everybody. Let's go.
It's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, my son had his last first day of school today.
Oh,
senior.
My gosh.
Yeah,
he's a senior.
Senior year. So he was up last night at the school talking his parking spot. That's a tradition they do there.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
That's
and they go
cool.
up, all the seniors meet up the night before the first day of school, and they chalk all their cars, take a picture, and
Have
fun stuff. So, yeah. So he did all that. So he's off to the races.
What's the penalty if they park in someone else's spot?
I don't really know what it is, but our school is under construction. So right now parking is at a premium. And so if you don't have a permit, you're not even getting into the lot, alone into a spot. So.
Okay.
It's up to them. I don't know. He's got it all figured out.
Did you take the proverbial first day of school pictures?
We did. We take first day of school pictures.
Is this more about you or Gina?
It's all about Gina, for sure. For sure. She took them. She posted them. She just tagged me in them. It's all good.
Okay.
And she actually makes the college kids send a picture back of their first, because it's their
actually
first
I saw that online.
Classes,
yeah.
So that's out there as well. And
they're at the same college, so it works out.
It works out. Yeah. And, you know, they balk a little bit at it. And then we remind them that we help pay the bill. And then they send the picture.
Do you
great.
Want to finish your semester or
exactly.
not?
Exactly.
Send me the stupid picture.
What? Exactly. So what about your weekend? How was your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. My weekend was, it was Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
So it was a holiday weekend. But I actually had set aside this weekend like 6 months ago to do this house project because I hate working on my house. I'm terrible at it.
So you need 6 months to warm yourself up to this idea.
I put on the calendar. I'm like, I'm going to stick to this plan. So we get to the weekend, and it's Labor Day weekend. And my AC goes out.
Of course it does. Why wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It was so stinking hot in my house. Our house doesn't ventilate very well either. And it was brutal, dude. It was brutal.
Well, it doesn't help that we're in the midst of it here in Maryland of some kind of heat wave.
I don't know what is up with
this
that.
This is crazy. I was going to go biking with my wife on Labor Day. We were going to go down to D.C. and just bike around all the sites. And then we looked at the weather forecast, and they said it will feel like 106. And I
yes.
was like, you know what? How about we stay home and clean the basement?
Good idea.
It was a great idea.
My basement doesn't get cool. My basement's just hotter than the upstairs.
Oh, our basement is sweet.
Our thermostat, I think it was yesterday afternoon, was like 91 degrees in the house.
I feel bad because, man, I had to put a hoodie on last night watching TV.
Oh,
a little chilly
up.
In the house. Sorry, buddy.
Jeez. Well, anyway, I persevered. I got most of the project done. I was painting a bedroom and you would love it. It used to be Green Bay colors.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
I
look back.
Them?
I painted it for my sons back when they were, it was probably 15 years ago. It had a Heinz Ward fathead on the wall. But it was Green Bay colors. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
That was weird. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, I got rid of that stupid Green Bay color. I even got rid of Heinz Ward, although I love Heinz Ward. And painted it a nice off-whitish, grayish thing. And I'm almost finished, so I survived. I just lost about 12 pounds of water doing it.
Yeah. So you had the vision for what you were doing.
I did.
Didn't quite get it there, but you got most of it done.
I persevered through some adverse circumstances and did the best I could to carry my vision out to fruition, yeah, which is kind of what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a follow-up to last week. You know, last week we talked about kicking off well. We talked about this dream that you have, this
sure.
vision for how you want your student ministry to flow for the fall and for yeah. the school year.
Yeah.
And how you download that into your leaders, your student leaders, and your students.
Right. Got to get other people involved in it. And then you want to draw them to, you yeah. know, to the big thing, the idea, the event, whatever.
Yeah. yeah. And then it happens.
It happens.
And then what?
Well, now you what? Just meet 1 week a year. That's how it works.
No, I don't think so.
I put so much time into our first kickoff event, I've got nothing left for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The thing is once you kick off, and hopefully kick off right. well, then the question that looms probably an hour after the event is over.
How do you keep the dream alive?
Now what? Yeah, now how do you actually, because you can't accomplish your dream, your vision in a kickoff event.
Right.
So it takes time. So now what? How do we keep that dream, that vision that we've
yeah.
that we've downloaded into our leaders they've had a little time to marinate on it. You know,
right.
hopefully they've had a couple of weeks from when you downloaded. Student right. leaders probably had a little more time. But
yeah.
a lot of your students, they've had it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah. So you're in that seasonal aspect of youth ministry where you start things big, but then you got to carry it through. You know, throughout the course of the year, and what does that look like, and how do we do that? So
yep,
that's
yep.
what we're going to chat about today.
So much energy and excitement
yeah.
at that kickoff event, and there's just everybody's raring to go. And then week two.
Yeah. So this is how we kind of thought through this strategically, and how we're going to approach it for our year this year. So the first thing with the big dream that you have, you get to share that usually early, you know, first week or whatever, the big dream, the big idea for the year, the theme, the excitement. But then as the weeks go on, you have to unpack that dream, right? You have to explain to people more about what God has shared with you and what he has in store for you that year.
Yeah, you got to not only give them the vision, but you have to give them the why behind the vision.
Yeah.
I mean, God gave that vision or that dream to you for a reason. You want to take your group there for a reason,
yeah.
which is much more complicated than you can really explain in a kickoff event. So now you got to unpack that.
Yeah, I mean, you even think about like a politician maybe has a big idea that he wants to implement in government. And it's going to take him a long time to, he's going to have to continue to explain and unpack it for people so that they can catch it
yeah.
even in a deeper
he's
way.
He's got his sound bites. He's got yeah. his one-liners. You see it on the news. But at some point in time, someone's going to say, you need to unpack that a little for me. What are you really trying to do here?
Exactly. So specific example for us this year, I don't remember if I shared it last week or not, but our theme for this year in the student ministry is Refresh, Unite, Reach. That it's born out of just some changes and stuff that have happened in our ministry. So, you know, we're going to talk about that the first night, but then what does that mean? So in the weeks after that, we have to continue to unpack what does it mean to really be refreshed spiritually, personally, and as a ministry? What does it mean to be united? How are we going to carry that out together through the year? And then the reach part, we're going to continue to talk about kids being bold for Jesus and sharing him with their friends and trying to grow the kingdom of God. So we're going to continue to unpack that theme throughout the course of the year with scripture and teaching and all that so that they can continue to catch it.
Yeah. One of the things that we've done multiple times over the years, you know, one of our ideas is we usually have a one-word theme
right.
for the year, for our high school ministry anyway, where I spent a lot of my time.
Right.
We'd have this one-word theme that
right.
would kind of guide our, that's the vision, that's the dream. And then following up the kickoff event, we would look to teach on that
yeah.
very specifically,
yeah.
really unpack it for could be two, could be four, could be 5 weeks, whatever it was that we really felt to unpack it, and then to plan when am I going to come back to a very specific teaching
okay.
on it again in January or February, kind of that,
okay.
you know, cast it, unpack it, and then start moving forward, but then come back to it. Obviously, we try to make all the teachings sort of touch back to that, but
right.
But where are my key anchor points for where I'm going to, in a teaching aspect,
mm-hmm.
unpack what this vision really is?
Yeah, so you're putting markers in place throughout the year. This is when we are going to come back to this, revisit this, and continue to unpack it with your students.
Yep.
Yeah, it's yeah. great.
Keep unpacking it.
Yeah. So you've unpacked it, right, and you continue to unpack it. How do you know if you're doing a good job of meeting that dream or not?
Well, the other thing we talked about, the second thing we thought about here is this idea of setting goals. Mm-hmm. Just setting goals along the way so that you have sort of some marker points. You had a goal in what you wanted to get accomplished this weekend in your room.
Yeah.
So you set the goal.
Right.
You didn't quite make the goal, but because you had a goal, you had a way to measure how you did.
Yeah, at least I saw some progress towards the goal. So yes, I got four walls and a ceiling painted. Yeah, I made some progress. Yeah, so again, back to my dream for this year in terms of what we want to see happen. We don't use numbers a lot in our youth ministry. We don't talk in those terms very often, but we did that a little bit heading into this year because we wanted to be able to specifically measure, are we reaching people? Are we seeing students, new students come into our ministry? Are they getting connected, not just showing up at an event? And are they getting connected so that they eventually can meet Jesus? Like, that's the end goal. So we kind of have some numbers in our head of what that might look like. We know it's all about the Holy Spirit. We're not trying to manufacture anything in a false or manipulative way, but we want to have a sense of this is what our goal is. We want to at least go for this, and let's pray to this and see if this is something that God can bring about, you know, by his power with us along the way and see what happens.
Right, and that will give you and your team of adult leaders, whoever are kind of in that conversation.
Yeah, more specifically in our case, our staff. But yeah, I think the adult leaders too.
Gives you some markers to you get through this event, you get through that part of the vision, and you can sit down and go, well, how'd we do? Well, we thought it should be this, and it was this. Oh, okay, so now we know where we are, and it sort of can reorientate how you move towards that goal.
Yeah, so you had a one-word theme. What was, like, give me one from the last 5 years.
Oh, justice. You know, we talked a little bit about this last week. Justice. Okay. You know, and our practical application of that was we were going to raise money for International Justice Mission. It's a group that's near and dear to my heart, so I brought that vision to our group and said, let's rally behind this.
Right.
And now that was a very easy one to set some goals because we were able to break it down into if every small group does some fundraisers and raises this much money, then we'll have this much money to give to International Justice Mission at this point in time in the school year.
Yeah.
So we had these numbers, and the numbers were very motivating for the students. Like, okay, the small group, how are we going to do this? You know, once we unpack the why it mattered and what it did, then they could rally behind it and they could know, oh, we're $500 short of our goal. We're $200 short of our goal. What are we going to do? And so it really was helpful to set goals. I think what could be more challenging is when, you know, how do you set goals when there's not numerical things involved, whether it be the numbers of how many people are coming or whether it be, you know, financial like that? How do you set goals?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, we've had themes in the past. Like, 1 year our theme was awake. Well, if everybody's awake
during the message,
during the message,
we have accomplished our goal.
I don't think we ever accomplished our goal. it was more about, you know, coming awake spiritually.
It's
kind of a vague, obscure theme. But yeah, so how do you measure that? I guess it's a little more challenging. You need to think specifically, what does that look like? Maybe it's an assessment that you kind of do with your students early in the year. Have them, you know, complete a little survey and pass it back to you, and then do it again later in the year and see, has anything changed in their spiritual life? Do they feel like they're walking with Jesus daily more than they were before, or whatever it might be?
Right, and you got to get some other people involved, whether you have, like, staff with you, whether you have your adult volunteers. Help them unpack, okay, this is where we're trying to go. What are some goals we could set so that they're involved in sort of unpacking those goals and figuring out whether we met them or not? I think those are a good thing. I think after that, you know, again, you've got these goals, you've unpacked this vision, but you're going to have to keep coming back to it, probably more often than you think you need
to. Yeah, you got to keep speaking the language of it, whatever language you've created around it, because, like we've said before, we're thinking about this all the time. Like, this, you know,
this is our life
work. Youth ministry is our life work. We're always thinking about the youth ministry, but most of our people, parents, students, and volunteers, are not thinking about it nearly as often, some more than others. And so we have to continue to talk about the dream and the vision to keep it before people's eyes. Otherwise, they're going to move on to, you know, their football season or how the Redskins are doing or their band competitions or, you know, whatever they're involved in.
Yeah, and even not only just the fact that we're focused on it because it's our job, it's our life work, it's what we do with the better parts of our day, But also, even worst case scenario, this vision's probably been in your head for a couple of weeks. Best case scenario, a couple of months, right?
Yeah.
And your leaders, maybe you unpack that to them a month before the kickoff, and maybe your student leaders got it a week or so before the kickoff.
Right.
But most of your students got it a week ago.
Right.
And some of them don't even remember what it is.
So it bounced off some of them because they weren't awake during your message, right?
You did not accomplish that goal. And so we have to keep coming back to that language because in our head, that language is there all the time, but it's not in theirs.
Yeah, and language creates culture. You know, the more we speak about the things that are important to us and the more frequently we use the same language around those things, then others start to speak the language too. Like, we know that to be true. You hang out with a bunch of people that all use some stupid catchphrase, and next thing you know, you're using that catchphrase. And so we continue to speak out the vision. So this year we're going to keep talking about, you know, refresh, unite, reach. What does it mean to reach? And we're going to keep saying that repeatedly because it needs to be said or they're going to forget about it.
Absolutely. So language, 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 keep coming back to it. And then we have to celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate the wins along the way.
Celebrate the wins along the way because there are some of those.
So if you set these goals, you set these ideas, as some students or some groups of students or leaders or whoever it is achieve those goals, they live into this vision, this dream, we've got to find a way to highlight that.
Yeah. So some student comes through in a big way or sees God moving their life in a way that's related to your goal, like celebrate that kid.
Yeah,
let him get up front and tell the group about it. Hey, you never believe what God did through me this week. It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And as an aside, I will say this, as much as you ever always can, celebrate students. Find a way to get the students. I think sometimes it's harder. It's more difficult because you got to coordinate. You got to talk to them. Are they going to be okay? What are they going to say? And there's a risk putting a student in front of a microphone. But so it's easier just to sell the vision yourself. But it's so important that our students see other students investing in the vision.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than that.
Yeah.
So last year, we did this season where we were focused on justice and those kinds of things. And we had some students really make some pretty serious sacrifices, sleeping on the floor for a week and taking cold showers and carrying a jug of water around school for a week. And it's pretty awesome. And we gave those students a chance to share those experiences with the group and, you know, to see them celebrated, just encourage them and also encourage others to maybe do a little bit more than they have been. So, yeah, it's definitely a win to have a chance to celebrate those things. I think it is for the leaders, too, you know?
Yeah, I'll go back to our justice theme that year and the fact that we were breaking it down to the small groups to raise the money. And
right.
So we gave each small group, like, if each individual in the small group can raise this much money and then the small group does one fundraising event together, here's your goal for a small group. Mm. So there was this individual aspect to it, and then there was the group aspect of it. And so we gave all of the kids this just endless list of ideas of ways you could, as an individual, try to raise $50 or $75. I can't even remember what the number was. And I remember the student, one of the ideas in the little pamphlet we handed out to them was to carry a brick around for a whole week at school, because we, you know, trying to free people from the brick kilns in India. So they carry this brick around, and whenever anybody would ask you about it, and you'd explain what you're doing, and you needed to have a bucket with it too, so people could say, "Oh, I'm trying to raise some money."
Okay,
and one of our students thought that was the greatest thing ever, and so they took a brick to school for a week, and they raised $175.
That's awesome.
In their high school, and
so
they came in and they were so excited, and I was like, all right, you need to tell that story now in front of everybody.
They're absolutely.
Like, wait, what? No, get up here.
Yeah.
And the group just, they cheered and they were, and then that helped others get kind of the juices flowing.
There were bricks everywhere.
There were bricks everywhere. And then they threw bricks through windows.
No.
No, it was really good. It was a really cool thing to, again, celebrate that win and then have that create momentum. Like, I didn't have to do anything. Like, happened.
What I love about your story is that you created goals that were broken down into smaller, measurable goals that people could accomplish along the way. It wasn't just about the end goal. We need to raise $6,000 by April. It was, here's how we can do it along the way, and gave them something measurable and attainable in the short term, and then celebrated that. Like, that's awesome.
And because they were smaller goals, we came back to them often, which goes back to that. We kept coming back to the language.
Right.
We kept coming back to the vision. It was always in front of them, because it wasn't like in September, hey, we're going to raise $6,000 by April. It was, no, we got to raise $700 by the end of September, and then this much by the end of October. And so it was just this constant thing. It was really effective to keep that vision in front of them.
That's pretty cool. But you also got to celebrate at the end, right?
Well, you got to celebrate again.
Youth ministry is all about the parties, right?
Absolutely.
So when you get to the end of the year, how do you wrap it up? How do you, you know, because we said it's a seasonal thing. You know, you may have a new dream, a new vision for the next year. How do you end the year in a way that celebrates what God has done?
Absolutely. And so you have to plan that in faith. You have to plan that in faith that you're going to accomplish that goal. And again, you're not going to accomplish that goal. God's going to accomplish that goal. He's going to work through you. So how do you celebrate that so that when you pitch the next vision, everybody's excited about it because they saw what happened the last time we all rallied around this thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a challenge if it didn't go super well.
Yes. Have you ever had that happen?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I think it's about trusting what God has done rather than kind of whining about or being wounded by what hasn't happened that you expected.
Right.
I think when we look back on a year and we see the things that God has done and we celebrate those and appreciate those and just trust that it was all in His timing, like, that's a really good thing. So if I get to the end of this year and, you know, I have these goals for how many new students we've had or how many new students have come and gotten plugged in, and then from that, how many of those have become a Christian, I would love it if we met the goals I have in my head. But I want to trust that God is going to do the work in the specific students He has in mind. And whatever that is, I'm content with that. I want to trust Him in that.
And then celebrate that.
And celebrate that.
Rather than be so bummed out about what didn't get accomplished, no matter how it goes, God's going to do something.
Yeah.
And so how do we zero in on that and just raise the flag and celebrate it?
And that's not easy for me personally. I can be a little bit of a pessimist. I mean, I got to the end of the weekend, I'm like, dang it, I wanted to have this project completely ready, all the furniture put back, and I want to be sleeping in that bedroom by Monday night. And the truth is, it was 120 degrees in that room anyway,
so I wasn't going to sleep there anyway.
It's going to probably take till the end of the month to actually finish it. But that's okay. I made progress. God's helping me along the way. Like, it's all good. The same.
I mean, four walls and a ceiling. It sounds like you got 85% of it done.
Sounds so lame. You had a whole weekend and you painted four walls and a ceiling.
Well,
what, do you live in a 9 million square foot house?
I'm sure your attention to detail.
Can I just mention?
Matters. You can.
At the beginning, the room was full of stuff. I had to get rid of.
So you have to move stuff.
I had to move stuff in the attic and move everything around, and I had to prep the room because it was a stupid Green Bay green.
Trust me, everybody out there knows that every project is much bigger than it seems on its surface. We're with you, Steve.
Yeah.
But to focus on what God accomplished as opposed to maybe how we missed or we didn't.
Yeah. And that's not to say that we shouldn't evaluate how we did and evaluate it honestly and even critically when necessary, too. Because it may be that we didn't do things the best we could have. And we need to grow in leadership.
We need to be better. Yeah. Absolutely. And it'd be an opportunity for our students and our leaders to grow as well.
Yeah. Sometimes the learning that we allow students to have is almost unintentional. It's not necessarily the vision we cast. It's what they learned in the process.
Absolutely.
And that's really important.
Yeah, there were some small groups that fell well shy of those fundraising goals that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, if I'm being honest, due to lack of effort and lack of trying.
Uh-huh.
And so there would, but again, you could be, and I was disappointed. I was frustrated. But then when you drill down, I think there were things they learned about that. When other groups were celebrating everything that had happened, they were just like, oh, so we're missing out on this celebration, which then changes maybe how they attack the next opportunity they have. So
hopefully
there's always something to celebrate.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have to be patient.
We do have to be patient because God doesn't work in our timing.
That is correct. And again, we've sat with the vision for so long, so we have these almost crystal clear ideas in our head of exactly what it's going to look like when it plays out. And it never plays out
that way.
It never looks that way.
Gosh, 18 years, I can't remember a single instance where the thing I had envisioned panned out exactly as I envisioned it.
And I'd be willing to say that it doesn't pan out exactly the way we want it. And most of the time, that's a good thing.
Probably so.
You know, because God surprises us
right.
with what he's doing and how he's going to accomplish that vision, and he reshapes the vision a little bit as it goes, and it's going to take longer to accomplish it than we think it will, which goes back to that point. Like, we think, no, we can knock this out, no problem, because we think and breathe this 24/7.
It's true.
And we're working with a group of people who have band concerts and soccer games and parents who have jobs and medical bills to pay, and so not everybody gets as on board to our vision as quickly as we want them to. And so we have to wait, and we have to let it happen in the time that it's going to happen, which is super hard.
It is. It can be discouraging. But when you think about it in terms of, it's really about what is transpiring in the lives of individual people, and trust that God is at work in individual people more than our goal. Our organizational goal, our personal dream for the year, our numbers, our whatever. Like, God's going to do what God's going to do. We pray in faith that things are going to happen, but it's about trusting him and being patient in the process.
Absolutely.
And that's a lesson that we have to continue to teach our students. I mean, think about the people in Scripture who waited and waited and waited and waited for God to deliver on his promises, and it took a lifetime, a generation or more for them to see that come true. So why should we expect it to happen in 9 months?
Absolutely. And culturally, for our students, this is not something anybody else is teaching them. In fact, our culture is teaching them the exact opposite.
Yeah, right.
If you apply the right technology or the right, you know, whatever,
right.
that you can speed this process up. And this is God working in our ideas and visions and goals. There is no
shortcut.
Accelerant. It's just not there, and that's not a bad thing. No. It's just a hard thing to wrap our heads around, especially when everywhere else we turn, there's a way to accelerate the process.
Exactly.
I mean, I remember starting a grill when I was a kid. It was much more difficult than it is now because of accelerants.
So as we've talked about this, the big fall kickoff, you come in with your dreams, right? You have a big draw to get people involved, and then you download your vision into them, your leaders, your students. Then we work, we pray, and we try to carry it out through the year. Keep casting vision, keep talking about it.
Yep, unpack it, keep the language going, celebrate wins, set goals. All of these things will help you kind of capitalize on that momentum of
right.
the kickoff and keep it going through the fall and into the winter and spring.
And that's the goal. And even in the midst of all that, we have to remember it's all about what God's up to, and just trust him in the process and keep praying for it.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing maybe stories of all the celebrations you have of meeting some of those visions and some of those goals in your student ministries this
year.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear what your dreams and visions are for this year. If you have an annual theme, we'd love to hear what that is. It'd be fun to share that with everybody else.
Jump on our Instagram or our Facebook and tell us what your theme for the year is, and then allow us to celebrate with you here in May or in June, whenever you kind of wrap up that that theme.
And speaking of goals, we have a goal, dude.
We do have a goal.
We have a goal of going to the National Youth Workers Convention in November in St. Louis and representing ourselves among all the youth workers there.
We want to connect Youth Ministry Sherpas to as many youth workers as possible, and that's a great place to do it. So we're trying to get there, but it's going to take a little resources.
Yeah, we need some funds to sponsor our vendor table, get some merchandise to give away, and make the trip. So if you feel so inclined and you're encouraged by this, we just ask two things. First, would you share this podcast with a friend? We just love the word to get out to other youth workers. And then if you got a chance, go on our Indiegogo account. It's still open, and you can check it out there, what our vision is, and maybe contribute something to the cause and see Youth Ministry Sherpas grow. It'd be awesome.
We would greatly appreciate the shares. And if you're able to contribute even a small amount, every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
We We appreciate your support.
You can find that all on the show notes, and we'd love it if you checked it out. So thanks so much for your encouragement.
Well, we will be back next week with a new episode. We're looking forward to it.
I'm going to be back in the AC, so hopefully I'll be refreshed, to go, not sweating bullets.
Absolutely.
I have a little bit more patience.
More patience.
For people, because I won't be so miserable. Yes. It'll be good.
Well, we're all praying that your AC is fixed just as soon as humanly possible.
By the time you listen to this, I guarantee you it will be fixed.
Beautiful. Love it. So until next week,
Sherpa's out.